kid yourself that the DIY craze is solely about saving money. It's about control issues, and it's also about the fun of figuring stuff out. Now, along with the Home Repair Gang, there's a league of coffee lovers. They insist the only coffee worth drinking is the one where you've roasted the beans all by your lonesome. Well, one of their cult figures is Tom Owen. He's an early arrival on the Roast Your Own scene. He's got the Sweet Maria's coffee site. Tom, welcome.
Good to be here.
Tom, I want to talk about home coffee roasting. If we want to just give it a shot, you know, not make any kind of major investment, is there a way to get into it to try it out?
Well, that's a funny question because it's definitely something for fanatics. So this very reasonable approach you have almost doesn't gel with the kind of people out there that roast their own coffee. They tend to just go for it.
But you know, this is where, do I want to become a fanatic or do I not want to become a fanatic?
Right. And that's so reasonable because the amazing thing about home roasting is it's not home beer brewing or winemaking. It's actually really a lot easier and you can try it out for next to nothing. The best way is the hot air popcorn popper. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great coffee roaster.
Huh.
Yeah. So now they're a little hard to find now. The home hot air popcorn popping craze is, I guess, kind of over. But there's a few drugstores you can still find them in new.
Mm-hmm.
And thrift stores are fantastic for these things. You want the kind, if you see, go to a thrift store and you get one, look down into that cylinder.
Yeah.
And if it's a flat metal bottom and it has vents around the edge that would swirl the popcorn or coffee around.
Right, because air comes, hot air comes through there.
Exactly. That's the best kind. The old models, it's the West Bend Popery 2 is one you might see a lot of, and it's a great coffee roaster. And then there's the holy grail of all popcorn popper coffee roasters is the, they call it the Popery Mark 1. It just says Popery on it. And you'll pick this one up, and you'll notice it's three times as heavy as all the other ones.
And this is the one you want.
And three times as ugly, too, by the way.
Okay.
But people actually, you can have a small business for yourself going to thrift stores, buy these for $2. And on eBay, they go for $30, $50, $60.
This is great to know. This can become a home business.
You can have a business and roast coffee, yeah.
So, all right, now I've got the popper, right? I plug it in. I have to have beans that are green, right? Unroasted beans.
And raw green coffee, yeah.
Okay.
And you just add it until you see it basically stop swirling. And then as the coffee starts to lose weight, the moisture starts to be liberated by the heat, it starts to turn and rotate more, which you want. You don't want the coffee sitting in one spot or else it'll scorch and roast unevenly. And you basically just have to tend to it, especially in the last 30 seconds or so, because coffee's kind of a long warming up process. It turns from green to a golden yellow to a light brown, darker brown, and then you hear the first crack, which is a popping sound, like popcorn, but a little more subtle.
Uh-huh.
And anything from first crack on is ready, depending on your taste. It's ready to drink. Before first crack, it will taste like a cup of grain.
And after first crack, it starts to really taste like coffee.
From light roast to dark roast. And that's what light roasting and dark roasting is. It's, or French roast is left in longer in the heat source and what we call city roast or light roast is right after that first crack or first pop ends. That's the point where you have roasted coffee. It's up to you after that. You just invert the popcorn popper into a basket, a colander for cooling the coffee, and try to cool it as quickly as you can because coffee's kind of hot and it keeps roasting itself. So.
Is the best cup of coffee going to come from those beans right after they've cooled and then I grind them and make coffee?
It's going to smell incredible. But actually, we like to rest the coffee like overnight, let's say 12 hours, 24 hours is a little bit better.
And the green beans, how do you know which coffees to buy? I look at your site. You sell all of these green coffee beans. It's a laundry list.
Well, I mean, the coffee flavor that you end up in the cup is a few things combined. It's the origin of the green coffee, and we call those origin flavors. Those mm-hmm. are things that are intrinsic to the coffee because of where it's from and the soil and the altitude and the type, plant type. We call it cultivar or varietal.
Right.
And then the roasting, what style and technique you've roasted it with. And, of course, related to that is the freshness, because if coffee's 2, 3, 4 weeks out of the roaster, it's started to drop off in quality, mm-hmm. and it's not going to have very dynamic flavor. So it's a combination of those things. And I think part of the adventure of home roasting is to sort of figure out what you like and do that by trying a little this, trying a little that. If you like really bright, lively coffees, ones that have a kind of a winey character. Kenyas are fantastic coffees for that. They're the sort of king of East African coffees.
Mm-hmm.
Ethiopia are incredibly floral coffees with the wet process Ethiopias. If you like tea.
You'll like Ethiopian coffee?
Yeah, lighter roasts of coffees from southern Ethiopia, Irgachefe area. There's mm-hmm. all these sub-regions. They're beautiful floral jasmine qualities in the coffee. Real classic coffee flavors, good balance of acidity, acidity sounds like a something bad that burns your stomach, but acidity in coffee is actually kind of like bubbles in soft drink. You know when it's flat and it has no acidity. So you want positive acidity. You don't want to burn your stomach. But Central America's are where you get those really classic balanced coffees between acidity and body and sweetness and some of the grace notes.
Hey, Tom, thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Tom Owen is the creator of Sweet Maria's.